That was a good positive way to end the normal league season.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really competitive game, which we thought it would be. And we looked at Montrose's team and they were very strong. And obviously we made a few changes to give some boys some minutes because we need everybody available for the playoffs. As I mentioned to you last week, and I thought the attitude of the players was outstanding today. It would have been easy for them to think, oh, we'll just go through the motions. But they didn't. You know, the work ethic, the commitment has been there for, I think, for a good while now. And I think it was evident again today.
Yeah, we've got hopefully 4 games in 10 days, and you brought some guys in like Stephen, Ewan and Ollie today, got 2 goals, so it's good to get putting their hands up for selection, because you'll need everyone.
Yeah, of course, as I said before, I mean, obviously we can only look at 2 games, that's the first thing we've got to look at, and it's going to be tough enough to try and get through East Fife without looking beyond that. But nevertheless, even if it's 2 games, it's a Tuesday-Friday because of the Hamilton situation, so we'll be playing a day earlier. But yeah, I mean, listen, there was a lot of top performance there. I thought Josh had a great save at 0-0 in the first half. You know, he's only come in for his first game. Obviously, Stephen hasn't played in a long time. Conor Duthie's first start since I've been here. And Ollie came in and scored 2 goals. So, you know, I mean, an awful lot of, positivity. For these boys in particular, for themselves, it's difficult. I mean, listen, managers make choices not to try and be difficult with players just because you believe that that's maybe the best team to put on the pitch. So for players who are training all the time and not playing regular football, it's tough. And young Ewan as well, who started the season a lot of games, but recently hasn't been as many starts. Again, terrific. So overall, I was really pleased. Even if we had finished 1 each, we would have been obviously a wee bit disappointed, because I think in chances created, I think we created a good number of chances today. But against, as I said, a side who are, very knowledgeable, know how to play, get some terrific players, ultimately it was a really good result.
Yes, I think 5 unbeaten in the last 6, so momentum's coming at the right time of the season.
Well, let's hope so. I mean, as I said before, you can't just kind of click your fingers and hope it all falls into place. You've got to earn the right to compete in these games. I've been there a few times over my career in both sides, and it's it's tough, very tough mentally. You know, expectation levels, are tough. You've got to be able to deal with all these things. But the thing, all we can do just now is recuperate. You know, make sure the boys are ready, and then give everything we've got come Tuesday.
Yeah, I suppose one negative today was Kyle Doherty having to go off injured. Yeah. What are the early signs from that one?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was a hamstring situation. I mean, Kyle doesn't feel actually pulled. He just felt it went really tight. He switched a play to Cammy, but we just as a precaution decided Alana, physio, absolutely 100%. Took him off. So hopefully that's helped. But we won't know that for a couple of days. But that's the issue. It's a hamstring.
Thanks, Jim.